It's been said that most people die at age 25 and wait to be buried at age 65. So the big question is this: how are entrepreneurs like us who believe in God and read the Bible preparing for the financial danger that the bankers and brokers do not want us to know about? How do we resist a life that's less than we are promised and hold on to our dreams so that we can live in fullness every day? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the secret. My name is Nate Scott, and welcome to the Life is Rich podcast.
When I got introduced to the world of personal growth and development and entrepreneurship, it was the week I graduated from West Point in 96. Mm-hmm. And for me, it was, I never knew about picking up books and going to seminars to be around successful people. So I took away that experience, not drawn into the opportunity, but just drawn into the education, because there I was, just graduated from West Point, getting ready to go into my career as an infantry officer, ranger, but had my mind exposed to learning that was out beyond the textbook. And so as I'm going around speaking around the world, I've told people, take away my West Point degree, take away my MBA from George Washington, finance manager from Georgetown. When I learned to pick up books and go to seminars around successful people, that's what laid the foundation for me to make my first million by 32. But it wasn't because of me, you know, doing an industry thing. At that time, the company that I got introduced to was ACN, American Communications Network. It was telecommunication, phone service, and you know, switching phone services. And but that really put me on my path. And it was then in 2007, after a mentee came to me and asked me about a business, a home, network marketing business. And I said, well, check out this company. And I had something to share with them, because when I was traveling in Vegas, I met two women at a gas station. We really hit it off. And I said to them, listen, I'm not looking for a business, but how much is it? Because they were in network marketing and they were in a travel business. And so because I was in Vegas traveling personally, I said, tell me everything, but I'll call you if I want to do anything with making money, but I'm going to buy everything because I'm going to write it off. You know, I'm a financial guy, so it's going to be a tax write-off. And then later on, I shared what I shared with my mentee. And because he wanted to go to an event, I said, okay, I'll lead you. And I only did that because I said, I didn't want you being a part of something, doing something, and then say it don't work. Because the way I do things is that I don't lead with opportunities. I evaluate things based upon, if I don't recruit anybody, can I still make money? Can I? And so that's where page 21 of my book is so important, because I wrote that book as a guy that had gone into the financial services after making my first million at 32 and doing it financially retired. That's what led me to the financial services, because I was getting cold called by people and they didn't know my background. And they didn't know that I was actually looking for an advisor. Not because I didn't know what to do, but because I didn't want my emotions driving my decisions. And within a week of being in the financial services with UBS Financial Services in Jacksonville, Florida, I realized that my background and my experiences didn't matter, because it wasn't a job of making people money. It was a sales job. My compensation was based upon gathering assets under management, which means that it was based upon me having enough people saying that I was a great guy. People that liked me then were able to trust me, and all I was doing is asking them to move money from one place to the other. But that was blowing my mind, because I would sit down with people and I'd literally go through those things that I have on page 21, and it would be eye-opening to them. And I realized that other people weren't doing that with them. So have you done page 21? Okay. And in doing it, was it a shocker? Yeah. And so that's the case across the board. And so my focus, my mission is in leading women who are struggling with making excuses, feeling average, tiptoeing through life, playing small, and at risk of the cash flow danger. That's really the cusp of it. because we all have the same 1,440 minutes per day. And when you subtract out the time for working, sleeping, commuting, and the time it takes you to do what you have to do each and every day of your life, most people are left with just 1 to 2 hours remaining to do what they really want to do. And then the question is, do they have money to do it? And so that's where I step in with a solution. And my solution is one based upon providing a plan, mentorship, and support. And the reason why I focus on women is because as a 19-year-old walking the perimeter during Operation Desert Storm, I said, Lord, if you allow me to make it back, I'll never waste the day of my life. And being a teenager in that situation was life-changing for me. Well, then fast forward to 2004, when I had my daughter, Nadia, my first child, seeing her as a child is what made me say, I already know that life is a promise. And so I've made a decision that if something were to happen to me right now, I need to make sure that I've sowed enough seeds into the lives of women such that she would have role models that I would want her to follow. I work with women because I said, if I teach a man, I teach a man. So one. But if I teach a woman, I teach a generation. Because women speak life into men and women raise the children. When you look at the wealth gap, well, that wealth gap is driven by the wage gap. So not only do we have a wealth gap when it comes to minorities, specifically when I speak about African-Americans, the typical Black family has a net worth of $17,150, and the typical white family has a net worth of $171,150. But then when you bring that into women or gender, women make less money than men typically when you're talking about across the board. And then women oftentimes outlive men. And then women oftentimes will go through divorce. And so, and then women oftentimes are ones raising the children. And then if you got the sandwich generation where they've got the children that they're raising and supporting, and they've got their adult, their parents that they're supporting. So you got all of these things that cause less money to be put into investments to actually create a nest egg. And therefore, that's why I focus on women. As God would have it, July 8th, 2015, as I was leaving LA Fitness, I passed a pink Cadillac. I don't see the person driving it, but I recognize the vehicle as a status symbol. That's what caused me to stop. I said, this is my ideal client, potentially. I stopped her. I gave her a copy of Life is Rich, How to Create Lasting Wealth. She went left. I went right. From Dallas, she contacted me, telling me she had read it. She shared it with 30 of her directors. They all wanted it. From there, she asked to do a conference call with about 200 of her ladies. I said, bring your husbands on. After that, I shared with her a recommendation to help her to take and apply those principles that I teach in my book. I said to her, I know you're already on a health journey because she had just lost 60 pounds. She was in transition. Her mom is a breast cancer survivor. I, in turn, said, I'm making this recommendation for you as a way to show you how to save money, save time, and get better quality products. This is important because I knew of the shopping club for over 20 years, but I never looked at it because of how people approach me. They approach me based upon opportunity. That's why I'm always asking people who've been in direct sales and networking, it's like, what was your reason? What was your motivation? Because typically that's what's happening. And so I never looked because of how people approach me. My sniff test is, if I don't recruit anybody, can I still make money? And most companies don't pass the sniff test. Well, I got a chance 6 years ago where I was speaking at an event. I heard the presentation given the right way, the way that the company does it. And in turn, it caused me to say, you know what, we need to talk because I think this would fit my program. And what I saw was this. I already was teaching that finance is 80% behavior, 20% know-how. 80% behavior, 20% know-how. It's about the habits. So I said, if I can get people to shop online, then that means you're looking at your expenses. And if you're looking at your expenses, you're able to track your expenses. And tracking is the first step to creating a budget. So all I wanted to do was validate whether or not I could, in fact, show people how to save money, save time, and get better quality products, beginning with myself. And after I did that, that was August of 2015. And November of 2015 is when I shared this recommendation with Andrea, who had already paid me $4,500 to work for 90 days as our coach. So I wasn't about trying to recruit or take away. It was like, no, here's another recommendation to show you how to implement those things that I teach in my book. And so as I near the end of the year, this is the time when I'm really starting to reach out to people that are in business. And I say, hey, listen, if you're in business already, if you possibly will have any taxable income, then I want to give you a recommendation to help you to reduce the taxable income that you already may already have lower. Because as a business owner, I'm going to show you how to make a decision financially that you can write off. And so that when you go into the new year, you can then decide what you want to do with this thing that you have in your hand, because you already have a book of business. So you got to know now, look at how do you take your current book of business and add additional revenue to it? Because there are only three ways to increase your revenue. Either get new customers, get your customers buying more often, or getting them paying more. And so in the coming 2 years, the goal is to enhance the lives of 20,000 people by helping 40 women to achieve their goal of helping at least 500 people by 2024. And so I wanted to just simply let you understand who we are, what our company is, Life is Rich, which means I live in fullness every day because I realize I am Christ's heir. It's a principle-centered, biblically-based leadership program focused on personal growth and entrepreneurship. And what we provide is a plan, mentorship, and support. And what's really great is that it gives an opportunity for you to see what we do, and more importantly, what even fostered the relationship between Andrea and I. Because as a leader, the great thing about it is that she saw in my book information that she knew was valuable and that no one else was teaching, and she didn't have the capacity to teach. And from there, she didn't hold the information to herself. And when she hired me, the question I asked her was, do you want to create a legacy? She said, yes. And I said, unfortunately, you can't do that, because no matter what, you're going to be forced out at 65. You're going to be paid for 15 years at 60%. If you live to 81, then that income stops. And that's the reality. And so the blessing is, you're so young, you have the ability to get your retirement just as someone that was at American Airlines or someone that was in the military. You get your pension per se. And you've got the time to be able to do life. And now you don't have to do it with any constraints, because now you can literally be the president of our company, where we can go out and we can help people regardless of what they're doing, because it's not about what you do for us. It's about who you be. And so you bring that same military philosophy of the mission statement, where you have purpose and task. Well, we focus in on that purpose. And so we look for alignment before assignment. And that's the message I wanted to share with you to say that I can absolutely give you a game plan to help you with that target that you gave to me. And I can do it by giving you the factual numbers where there's no fuzzy math, and then give you a track to run on, and then provide the support without interfering with anything that you currently have going on, and without disrupting stuff that you have already in place. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
All right. And so I wanted just to facilitate the opportunity for you to talk directly with Andrea, so you can get an insider's view of decision-making and the questions, because most people have never heard her story and don't know anything about her decision, but it was simply a decision about, a professional decision that most people just never, it's kind of like people just get stuck in a hole and don't even think about it. But you're starting to see things now, even right now with Gloria's retirement. Andrew did the exact same thing. She just did it, which she was eligible to do. Andrew's the youngest NSDE in the history of America.
Thank you for listening to the Life is Rich podcast. I'm your host, Nate Scott. Remember, if I tell you, you'll forget. If I teach you, you'll remember. But if I involve you, you'll learn. One way to get involved is to rate, subscribe, and leave feedback on iTunes by answering the question, what did you like best about what you heard? One of the problems faced by Christian entrepreneurs striving for success is having an alliance with like-minded people working together for a common, definite objective. Would you like to join a community of Life is Rich soldiers? If so, please rate and subscribe to the Life is Rich podcast on iTunes and text GROWTH to 904-204-0846 for the link and this month's free book. Again, please rate and subscribe to the Life is Rich podcast and text GROWTH to 904-204-0846. Again, my name is Nate Scott. Take care and be blessed.